Welcome to another edition of Leaders to Give, Leaders to Inspire. My name is Adam Greenberg, and I'll be your host today. The topic today is building a new orphanage in Mexico. Many years ago, a group of ladies living in California who had seen firsthand through their social work the ill effects of kids living in foster homes and other government-run facilities decided that they wanted to do something different. They wanted to build a home for kids who wouldn't have to go into the current system. A place they could grow up, a place to call home, and a family they could call their own. Well, they started raising the funds and started applying for the necessary permits. Then they ran into some unexpected red tape and quickly learned that they weren't allowed to do this in the United States. It seems that, though there are a few hard-fought exceptions, privately run orphanages just aren't allowed. And so these ladies shifted their area of focus. One of the ladies had a long-time vacation home in El Cardenal, Mexico. El Cardenal is a fishing village. It's located about 90 minutes north of San Jose del Cabo. This place is rich in culture and it's rich in natural beauty, but it's not rich in any other sense. Most of the people living outside of the major tourist destinations are relatively poor. And although El Cardenal is home to some magnificent oceanside villas for the wealthy, the other residents, of course there are a few exceptions, don't have a whole lot in terms of material wealth. Poor families simply live day to day to day. And although there are some schools, the closest medical clinic is a 30-minute drive away. And since most don't have cars and there's no bus or public transportation available, it just means doctors aren't ever seen. And so during a brainstorming session to discuss the red tape in the United States, one of the ladies suggested to her friends and colleagues that they look to build an orphanage in Mexico instead. Abandoned children are a huge problem in Mexico. When one walks the streets of San Jose at night as a tourist, you'll find children trying to sell gum or pencils. Or worse, drugs, sex. Everyone, therefore, agreed that they should shift gears, and they did. They started a not-for-profit in California for fundraising purposes, and they started another not-for-profit called an AC, Asociación de Civil, in Mexico, for legal reasons. They raised the money necessary, bought a piece of property, and then with the help of some local government representation, they held a town hall meeting to announce their plans to the community. Well, the reaction was a bit mixed. Everyone was supportive of building an orphanage and recognized the needs to help kids, of course. But they also had more immediate needs in their own community. Well, there was no abandoned kids in El Cardenal. Yes, there was poverty, and yes, there are some well-known cases of neglect, but they needed a medical clinic in town. That was number one. There were too many cases of sick people going untreated. Children not receiving early detection for illnesses. They also had an immediate need for a storm shelter. Every year, heavy rains destroy crops, kill livestock, and wash away personal belongings in this part of Mexico. And worse, every so often, hurricanes ravage the coastline, destroying property and even taking human life. So when they heard about this group of kind ladies and they understood that they wanted to do something nice for the community, they asked them, please help us get a medical clinic. Please help us build a storm shelter. These are our two more biggest priorities. And then let's talk about the orphanage. They even wanted to help. They offered to volunteer to help work. The local building supply volunteered to provide some materials. So it was truly going to be a community effort. And so after some consultation and discussion, the ladies agreed to start to put the orphanage on hold and start to first bring this gift to the community. And they started building a medical clinic. Over the years, the clinic was very well used. Doctors would come every few months and area residents would flock to the center for treatments and consultations. One particular family was very large, 7 kids, and very poor. Mom worked to provide and care for the children. Dad was an alcoholic, and sadly, he was violent. One of the kids was actually very sick. And after seeing a doctor at the clinic and being referred to a specialist, was diagnosed with leukemia. A and so treatments began. Although the medical care was free, the cost of traveling back and forth to La Paz, which was the nearest large cancer treatment center, and to Mexico City for other specialists and equipment, you know, treatment was not free. I mean, treatment was free, rather. But travel certainly was not free, and certainly the other six kids had to stay home with Dad while Mom and Child are gone, and staying with Dad was less than ideal. The kids were badly neglected. The oldest stopped going to school to help care for the youngest. Mom was exhausted. And anyway, the treatments weren't working, and they stopped going. And as the young child became more and more ill, and Dad's drinking and violence increased, Mom had had enough. She had a sister living in the slums of San Jose. They arranged for a car to arrive at night while Dad was asleep. But to get to the road, Mom would have to wake the kids and trek across some farmers' fields, down a steep cliff, and across an arroyo. Arroyo is a dry riverbed. You know, but the alternative of staying was much worse, and so they made the decision to flee. During the escape, one of the kids became separated from the others. Mom sent the kids along and retraced her steps. He wasn't found until the next day, and tragically, he had fallen down an open well that night and died. There was just nothing they could do. They had to continue. They ended up relocating to the slums for what they hoped would be a better life. The authorities did not charge Mom, and Dad shortly thereafter left the town and hasn't been seen or heard from since. Well, treatment started up again for the child with leukemia, but sadly, he didn't make it either. In fact, he passed away about 2 weeks ago, mid-January 2019. The story is a sad one, and I'm told there are lots of kids in Mexico who are in the same situation, having too many kids to care for if one gets ill, not being able to work because you have to care for a sick child, healthy siblings being abandoned in the shanty towns where they'll be somewhat cared for, many not going to school. Sometimes it's a sick parent, a single mother, no longer able to care for the kids. And the kids inevitably turn to the streets to earn money. The ladies who built the medical clinic where they first met that family shifted their attention to Haiti after the earthquake there hit. It was killed a well-documented hundreds of thousands of people, infrastructure destroyed, poorest areas hit the worst, it always seems to be the case. Well, they stayed there, they helped build orphanages there, did the good work that was so badly needed. And meanwhile, back in El Cardenal, Mexico, the government erected its own medical clinic after the story was brought to their attention. The other center is still being used as a storm shelter when needed, but otherwise the building is now sitting empty. And the original group of ladies that started this whole thing have now returned from Haiti after spending years and years working there. And now they want to see their original plans come to fruition. To build an orphanage, to care for abandoned or neglected children. I have been overseeing operations at a similar facility in Mexico for the past 7 or 8 years. New Creation Kids, or Nueva Creación Niños, is a home for children who have been abandoned or whose parents are in prison or on the streets due to alcohol or other substance abuse. Or there's terrible violence in the home, or in other cases, much like the story above, the parents just aren't able to care for them properly due to illness. I have now been approached to provide some leadership to see this new facility built and have accepted that responsibility with enthusiasm and gratitude. Feels like a privilege to be involved. It's going to take enormous concerted effort. I'm not kidding myself. We're going to need volunteers to help with the construction, to raise funds, to help maintain operational costs post-construction. It's also an exciting opportunity, perhaps to create a legacy for that family who has suffered so much. Even considering naming the facility after the little boy who recently died from his disease. If we were there all those years ago, perhaps he'd be alive today. Please join me on my journey to improve lives and make a difference as a leader. It doesn't have to be this cause. It can be any cause close to your heart. Any opportunity that you have to make a difference. And I want to challenge you to step up and stand out. And if you need some help, reach out. We're going to be running retreats that will help you do just that. Our first one will be in March, towards the end of March, in the Baja, Mexico. very close to where this story takes place. I would love to see you there. You can visit leaderstoinspire.com to learn more, or reach out to me directly. Thank you for listening to another podcast of Leaders to Give, Leaders to Inspire. My name is Adam Greenberg.